as Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu attempted to rally support for the war in Gaza. During a speech in Washington yesterday, relentless bombings and airstrikes by Israeli forces continue across Gaza, resulting in hundreds of deaths. Medical staff in hospitals are stretched, including Dr. Javed Abdel Monaim, the medical lead at Nasser Medical Hospital in Khan Yunis, who's been telling me what he and his teams have been dealing with.
We've responded to 4 mass casualties in the space of 9 days up until 2 or 3 days ago. And what happens is you have this intense period of arrivals of large numbers of injured patients, and it's quite chaotic. It's very noisy. The smell of sweat and blood are distinctive, and they're in the air. There's a lot of shouting. There's a lot of relatives that come in. And you have to get to work. The entire emergency room needs to stop what it's doing. The patients that were there need to be emptied out. Us in the trauma unit, we have a 65-bed trauma unit and burns unit with 2 operating theatres. We have to discharge patients prematurely to create space to get people in. So it's activity, it's very busy. And of course, there's that unique smell of blood that I get every time. It's really quite remarkable.
And can you describe the kinds of injuries that you have to deal with, the type of trauma that you're having to treat when these mass casualty events occur?
We see all sorts of trauma and what we call polytrauma. So we see traumatically amputated limbs, explosive injuries, head injuries, penetrating shrapnel injuries. We see burns. We see broken bones, ruptured arteries, ruptured spleens. You have multiple patients coming in at once. You need to have a red zone, yellow zone, green zone triage. We very quickly usually run out of trolleys and beds to see patients on. So you see them on the floor and they're lined up head to toe, and you go through them one by one. It gets very chaotic. We usually quickly run out of blood. It's hard to find gloves. You run out of cannulas and so forth. It can get really quite distressing, because in the system that we have now, which is so overstretched and being buffeted from one mass casualty to another, you have to make decisions about the use of resources, or you have to make decisions knowing that where I work in the UK, we could save that patient. But in this instance here, we have to leave them for dead. And we don't even have the time, the number of staff, or the capacity to even give them a painkiller and leave them in a quiet spot with their loved one. The last case I saw in the last mass casualty was a young girl without any accompanying family whatsoever. At least she was on a trolley. She had the dignity to be behind a curtain, but dying by herself, and no one knows who she was. She had a twisted leg. She had a brain injury. And it's desperately, desperately sad and heartbreaking to do this day in, day out. On top of that, Justin, the point is that 3 of the last 4 mass casualties were strikes and that occurred in the so-called humanitarian safe zone.
Do you have the adequate equipment and supplies to treat the large number of patients that are coming through your doors?
No is the short answer. We do not have enough equipment and supplies. I would challenge any health system in the world to manage mass casualties of this sort so frequently after 9 months of war, where our supply line as MSF has been a tiniest of trickles since the Rafah offensive at the beginning of May. We actually have less supply and sometimes not even enough fuel to do operating theatres constantly. So it's a system under desperate strain. And I myself know and have seen during these mass casualties that patients are dying when they don't need to have died medically, if I can say that.
That was Dr. Javed Abdel Monaim speaking to us earlier.